Mrs. Button really has excelled herself.
I wouldn't have believed you could get so much detail into a child-sized mushroom. Each of Molly's gills was hand-stitched, you see. Incredible. Hope Anthony hasn't got lost.
There's 10 minutes yet, Elizabeth. I'm sure Mr. Gormley won't let us down.
Good afternoon, ladies. Oh. Or rather, salvete domini.
Mr. Lloyd.
Professor.
Jim, please. Oh, for today, Marcus Porcius Cato. Now, who wants to guess what a Roman
quite
keeps
a
under his toga?
Shula might have another word for it. She ended up sewing the things.
Well,
mind you, I spent yesterday bowling wet sponges to Nigel so he could practice his drop shots.
Dear.
Friends, Ambridgians, stallholders, lend me your ears.
Good afternoon, Jim.
Linda. And how are you, Elizabeth?
Very well.
Thank you, Beck.
Whoops, what on?
It looks like bin bags on some kind of frame.
Afternoon, Joe.
Oh, hello, Prof. Toga's looking good.
Joe, is this what you're taking on the plinth? Is it something to do with recycling?
Don't be daft. Artistic entries, you said?
Gardening, global warming.
Artistic.
Oh,
I know what it is. You're going to be the angel of the north.
Ah, very good. The angel of Ambridge, to be accurate. You tell me how Anthony Gormley's going to resist that when it comes to the judging.
Very easily. You do realise he's only staying for the first hour.
An hour? Yeah, but he ain't on till four.
He's a busy man, Joe. The committee are doing the judging.
But he still donated the prize,
eh? Oh, yes.
Well, in that case, he'll have some influence, won't he?
What? You're not putting them on now.
Prof, if you could...
Of course.
Joe, I expressly forbid it. You can't walk around the fake like that. You're a health and safety hazard.
Oh, look, there's Anthony. I'll go and get him.
No, worry not, Prof. I want to go and say hello.
No, Joe, you are not to go bothering Mr. Gormley. And be careful, you nearly hit Mrs. Noakes.
We've been worried about you, though. You've been under such a strain.
This is me looking good. James treated me to a facial for my birthday.
Yeah, I already paid you a visit.
Oh, yeah, bless him, it did me the world of good. But deep down, it doesn't change anything.
No.
I'm lucky. I've got Jenny and the family. Matt's got no one.
No.
Has he been in at all?
We haven't seen eye nor hair of him.
I didn't think you would have. No one has. He just lurks inside the house the whole time.
Hasn't anyone been around?
Brian tried. Matt did let him in, but he wasn't very forthcoming. Shoveled him out after about 5 minutes.
Oh, dear, Lillian.
I'm so worried, Jolene. I can't help it.
Well done, Anthony. You are good to have a go.
I enjoyed it.
Bye, Shula and Nigel. He'll be on the plinth at 2:45, so you'll just catch him before you go.
Excuse me.
I'm amazed at the variety of people you've got up there. That woman doing her exercises.
Miss Sabrina, yes.
Astonishingly flexible.
Mr. Gormley, sir. Joe Grundy, pleased to meet you.
You too.
You're probably wondering about my little army.
Well.
Tell me, is one artist to another. I had a trellis lying about, luckily, and I got the plastic for nothing. Well, your stuff's a load of scrap too, isn't it? Iron in that. At least, that's what it looks like. But if you was to have a piece on the market, it might sell for well much...
This way, Anthony. Yeah. There's a lot more to see.
Right. Yes.
I'd better be going. I don't want to get mixed up in the fate.
Well, you call down again, Lillian. We're always here.
Oh, darling, you don't want me boring you with my troubles.
Oh, you haven't been. But look, you don't want to get into a standoff with Matt, do you, like last time? Why don't you just go round?
This is nothing like last time, Jolene. The outlook for me and Matt's pretty hopeless, I'm afraid.
Lillian, look, why don't I go round,
Oh, darling, would you?
Well, I don't know how he'll take it, but I can at least check up on him for you.
Oh, Julian, yes, please, I'd be so grateful.
Oh, okay, then, I will.
Well, when can you go today?
Oh, Lillian, no, I don't know when it'll be.
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's the fete today and the big Bastille Day thing on Tuesday.
Sorry?
Well, you know, I told you, the French theme in the restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
And Mike and Vicky's wedding on Wednesday. I'll have to be later in the week, but I'll go, okay? I promise.
And my last chance.
Well, fingers crossed for you, dear.
55.
Oh, well done, Anthony.
Ooh, 55.
Is that it behind the bath bombs? Near the marker pens?
They'd be useful.
Oh, yes. Here you are.
Oh, a tea cosy.
I think it's a bobble hat, actually. Mrs. Potter churns them out every year.
So colourful. What a creative lot you are.
Shall we make our way back to the plinth now? I think you've had a go on nearly everything.
It's been really brilliant.
I would like you to see Nigel.
So would I. I only wish I could stay a bit longer.
Where's she taking him now?
They seem to be heading back towards the plinth.
Right, then. This is my last chance. Help me to get this contraption on again, can you, Prof?
With pleasure.
He may not be staying, but he's still worth impressing. This was Partridge hanging on his every word. And in the snell, of course. Now the other one. So if he tips me for the prize and they're on the committee...
They can hardly go against Mr. Gormley's wishes, can they?
Yeah. How much did you say that life-size model of the angel was worth when it come up for auction?
Oh, only about 2 million.
Oh, that's a fair few points of shires, eh? Well, let's get ourselves over there.
Excuse me. Coming through.
Oh, dear.
Put you back.
I'm sorry, madam. Best in our lindy, as they say.
Oh, well done, Bert.
So, what was he doing again?
Well, I know it may have looked like nothing, but... You, I'm sure, Anthony. May I call you Anthony?
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you. You realise the importance of the news. You see, Bert's our local bard, and having, we hope, found the inspiration for a poem, he'll be back later to recite it.
Oh, I see. And now it's Nigel.
That's right, with his take on Soak the Vicar.
Go on, Nigel.
Yes, go on, Nigel.
Mr. Gormley?
Joe.
We was interrupted before.
Yes, and you're going to be interrupted again. I'm so sorry,
Andrew. I only want to know what he thinks of my costume.
I think it shows remarkable inventiveness.
Oh, do you know?
Yeah, inventiveness, ingenuity, and the very best of luck to you, Joe.
Well, thank you very much. You hear that, eh, Mrs. Linda Snow? Eh? Eh?
Nigel's not a bad shot.
We spent all yesterday practicing. Oh, careful, Jim. I'm so sorry. Are you all right?
Oh, perfectly, thank you. Quite refreshing.
Oh, dear. Have you got a hanky?
No, but I have a handy toga. Quite reminiscent of the forum, in fact. Onlookers pelted speakers with far worse if their rhetoric didn't live up to expectations.
Well, you're taking it very well.
All the fun of the fete. No, that's not the first sponge to come in our direction, is it?
No. Maybe we ought to move.
I might even wonder if someone's put Nigel up to it.
I don't think so, no. It's just that his forehand's so much stronger. Why don't you get your own back? It's only 50p for 3 sponges.
It's an excellent idea. Do you think you can get them as far as the bell ringing? It's starting to get on my nerves.
So sorry you can't stay, Anthony.
Me too, if only I'd known what it was going to be like.
Well, another time perhaps. And thank you for so generously donating the prize.
You're welcome.
I have it under lock and key, and we'll be sure to choose a winner who embodies the spirit of the plinth.
It's a real tough one. You've had some brilliant entries.
Oh, well, we're a creative lot in Ambridge.
I know, I've got a bobble hat to prove it.
Here's all your goodies, Anthony. Lavender bags, lemon curd.
You've been most generous.
It's a pleasure.
And I do apologise for any unwelcome intrusions.
What, you mean the Angel of Ambridge? Mm. No, he was great.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it gives a whole new meaning to the phrase plastic arts.
Well, Prof, the moment of truth.
Your laurel wreath awaits, Joe.
Well, I ain't one to boast. Some of the others weren't up to much. Oh, you was very good, but... Bert Fry and his so-called poem.
Indeed. And when you think they banished Ovid to the Black Sea.
Mm.
The young woman exercising her gluteus maximus was quite diverting, I suppose, but that boy, what's his name, claimed to embody the spirit of Glasgow.
Oh, Jadger.
Surely a crate of lager and a deep-fried Mars bar would have done the job better than a deafening blast on the bagpipes.
Good afternoon. If I could have your attention, please, everyone.
Here we go.
Victor Ludorum, I'm sure, Joe.
I must thank you all for your attendance at what I'm sure will be a record-breaking fete. Thanks largely, of course, to the presence earlier of our special guest, Mr. Anthony Gormley, who we were so lucky to secure thanks to Elizabeth Fargeter. Thank you, Elizabeth. Clearly, the focus of the afternoon has been the many entries for our Ambridge pig.
Oh, get on with it.
But I'm happy to announce that after much deliberation, the Fete Committee have decided to award the prize to Molly Button.
Molly Button? The mushroom?
Molly, if you'd like to come up and collect your prize.
But she's only a kid. What does she want with a work of art?
Welcome, Molly.
Oh, I can't look. What is it? A statue? A picture?
It's a book.
Many congratulations.
A book?
You're very lucky, Molly. This book contains photographs of Mr. Gormley's works, signed by the artist himself.
A book? Is that it? Oi, young Elizabeth, over here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joe. I hope you're not too disappointed.
Well, I'm disappointed, all right. Whatever happened to that valuable work of art?
The prize never was a work of art.
What?
Oh, dear.
No one ever said that. It was all in your imagination. But the book will be very valuable.
Oh, I was a hard work with a staple gun at my age and then this.
I'm sorry. Molly did look very sweet, though, you must admit.
No, I don't.
Oh, come on, Joe. What say I buy you a pint?
Oh, that sounds like a good plan. And if it's any consolation, Joe, when he left, Anthony was still chuckling about the Angel of Ambridge.
There you are. You could have inspired his next piece.
Yeah, well, if I want to cut. You got that, Elizabeth Fargeter? You can tell him that from me.
Everyone's going to think I put Nigel up to it.
And you didn't?
You know I didn't.
Well, it doesn't look good, Shula. Dad gets whacked in the face with a wet sponge and you slip a fiver into Nigel's tin.
It wasn't a bribe. It was for the good of the fate.
Yeah, right.
It was. But no one's going to believe me, are they?
Oh, don't worry about it. Dad seemed to take it in good part.
Yes, he was a real sport. Perhaps we've been a bit hard on him. We ought to try and be nicer.
Well, we could try.
Morning!
Oh, you've conjured him up now.
Morning!
Oh, did you walk down, Jim?
Not all the way. A nice chap on a tractor gave me a lift.
You weren't hitching.
I may have stuck my thumb out, hopefully, as I tramped along.
Dad, you have got to get a car.
Yes, yes, so you keep saying. Did you enjoy the fete, Shula?
Very much, thanks.
It must have been the perfect day for you. St. Stephen's in the morning and bell ringing all afternoon.
I went to the cathedral yesterday.
That's 2 weeks running. Is this a regular thing, then?
Yes, it is, actually.
Does Daniel go with you?
No, not usually.
He helps Neil with his pigs on a Sunday.
Oh, I see. That's a healthy interest for him. Interesting that he chooses it over the church, though. Still, I suppose he gets quite enough indoctrination at that school.
Yes, well, if you'll excuse me, Jim, I'm going to have to get on.
Yes, of course. Don't let me hold you up.
See you later, Alistair.
Bye, love.
Bye. Well, aren't you going to offer me some coffee?
What? No, sorry, Dad, I'm not. I haven't got time to sit around. I've got farm visits to get to.
You're not trying to wriggle out of it, I hope.
Out of what?
I want to go and register at the library. I'm sure I mentioned it.
And I'm sure you... I'm going to make you buy the next car we look at.
Ah, I've been thinking about that.
Yes?
I don't suppose you noticed that rather fine MG at the fete.
What? Not Tony.
That's right. I had a long chat with him.
Did you?
That's the car I want, Alistair. Not that very one, of course, but a classic model.
That's crazy. It's not going to be very reliable, is it?
Well, Tony's is. Runs like a dream, he said.
Yeah, because he spent years doing it up. Anyway, he's a mechanic. You haven't got the skill. You'd be constantly under the bonnet. Oh, more likely I would.
Tony says there are some good bargains to be had in the current climate.
Oh, does he? Well, perhaps he could help you look then, because I'm just too busy.
Fine. I'll ask him. And don't worry about the coffee. I've got plenty of other offers.
You
you don't mind if I do this, Usha?
Fine, don't let me stop you.
David pumped up all the trailer tyres last night, but this one looks a bit soft.
Slow puncture.
Yeah, could be. Adam's coming to make a start on our barley tomorrow, so it's all systems go.
Busy time.
Oh, that's not too bad. The real trouble starts next week when the kids break up.
Don't they ever nag you about wanting to go away in the summer?
All the time. It's not that easy to get away, though.
No, I know. It's tricky for you.
Are you and Alan planning a holiday?
Yeah, we are, as a matter of fact.
Oh, where?
It's not so much where as what. Camping.
Camping? You?
Ruth, stop it.
Well, honestly, you're not one for roughing it.
Oh, I don't know.
I can still remember your moaning about the Jubilee walk, and that was nothing. You were in church halls and things.
Well, it wasn't so bad.
And it was only a couple of nights. How long does Alan want to go for?
Only a week. I think. Oh. Look, it'll be fun.
Not that you're trying to convince yourself or anything.
He's so keen. I don't want to spoil it for him.
Well, I'm impressed. You must really love him, Usha.
It's just milk for you, isn't it, Jim?
That's right.
There you go, then.
Thank you, Alan. Oh, this is very welcome.
Well, it's very nice to see you. I don't need to ask how you're settling in. You seem very much at home at the fete.
Oh, yes. I feel quite part of the village.
Yeah, I saw you charming the ladies.
I don't know about that. But everyone's been very welcoming.
And you must be enjoying being closer to Shula and Alistair. And Daniel, of course.
Yes, he's at an interesting age, having to make his mind up who he is.
Yeah, it takes rather longer than just your teenage years, in my experience.
Indeed. And some people never quite get there. But it helps if you're allowed to make your own choices. Talking of which, I gather Shula's rather switched her allegiance of late. She's taken to attending the cathedral instead of St. Stephen's. Or have I got that wrong?
No, you haven't got it wrong, but... look, Jim, the decision to move to Felbersham came from Shula. It's hers to take.
Oh, yes, of course. It's permanent, then?
Well, it's not really for me to say. It seems to suit her for the moment.
Oh, I see.
Still bell-ringing for us, of course. Weddings and so on.
Good. That's good.
Anyway, how's your car hunting going? Any luck yet?
Oh, look at that. It's going down already.
Bad luck.
Oh, David's going to have to change it. He'll be thrilled.
Well, better to find out now than tomorrow.
Yeah, I suppose so. Do you want to go in for a coffee?
No, I'd rather be out here, thanks. Get some fresh air.
You'll be getting plenty of that when you're camping.
Oh. What can I do? Of course I prefer something different.
Anything different, I'd have thought.
Lying under the palms on a white sand beach. Seeing a historic city. Exploring another culture.
Camping will be another culture to you.
Very funny.
Can't you talk Alan round? You usually manage.
Yeah, I don't want to. I mean, it means such a lot to him.
Does it?
Well, this is our first holiday since our honeymoon, and he wants to pay for it.
Oh, I see.
So I don't want to waive my credit card. That's not the point.
No.
And anyway, I owe him. All that business with Jim and Blossom Hill Cottage.
Oh, sure.
I do. It put him in an awkward position.
So where are you thinking of going?
Well, I've had a look on the net and I think I found the perfect campsite, North Devon.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Yeah, and even if the rest of the country's under 10 foot of water, surely we've got a chance of being lucky with the weather there.
Yeah, you'd hope so.
So all we've got to do is book the site. Alan's got all the equipment already.
Has he?
Yeah, including his Force 10 Mark IV tent.
Oh, right.
Sounds impressive, doesn't it? Mark IV.
I'm thinking more of the Force 10 bit. You don't reckon that's the gale force it'll withstand?
What?
You know, Usha, it might be an idea to get some wet weather gear. Just in case.
Thank you. love. I didn't know you were back.
Bank Farm cancelled on me. Coffee?
Oh, yes, please. Oh. You all right?
No, not really.
Not your dad again.
No, no. Well, yes, but...
Oh, Alistair, what's he done now?
You know this car of his? He's talking about getting something like an old MG.
What?
He saw Tony's at the fete.
Oh, so he thinks he's going to drive around like Mr. Toad?
Yeah, that's pretty much the idea.
Oh, that's going to be a load of work for you, isn't it? Keeping it on the road?
I did make that point, Shula.
Oh, love, what are we going to do with him?
I don't know. Oh, and then I had a call from Adam.
Oh, yeah?
About the match next Sunday.
Oh, Darrington, isn't it?
The big one, yeah.
So Adam's keen to win.
Oh, more than that. He was implying he'd be keen to captain the team again.
What?
Well, would it be such a bad thing?
Yes, you're the captain.
They played perfectly well without me last weekend.
Oh.
Here.
Oh, thanks. They still lost.
Only by a couple of wickets. Loxley Barrett thrashed us last year.
Yeah, well, it was obviously thanks to all the good work you've put in with the team since.
I doubt it.
Mm. Darling, of course it was. What's the matter, really?
Oh, I don't know. I've just been thinking, what with everything I've got on at the moment, work and Dad and trying to get to GA and then these niggles over the cricket.
Love.
I think something's going to have to go.
Oh.
Can't be work, obviously. Can't be GA. Dad's not going to let it be him, so...
But you need your cricket. It's the only thing you do to relax.
And that's just the point. It isn't relaxing anymore. Not being captain, anyway.
Oh, it's such a shame.
Maybe if I have a break, I can come back to it next season refreshed. I'll still play, but I won't have the major commitment.
Oh, Alistair, I'm so sorry. But if it's what you want...
I think it's for the best.
Everyone's going to be so shocked.
I don't know.
They will be.
Well, I'm not leaving them in the lurch. Not as though there isn't anyone willing to take the captaincy on. Far from it.
No, I know, but... Oh, this is all Jim's fault.
Now, now.
Well. Oh, I'm sorry. Me trying to be nicer to him didn't last very long, did it?
Nor me. But he doesn't make it very easy, does he?
Well, you don't have to rush off, Jim.
No, no, I wouldn't dream of holding you up.
Are you sure you want to stay and say hello to Usha? She won't be long. She's only just nipped over to Brookfield.
You're very kind, Alan, but I know you're a busy man.
Never too busy to see you. You must call again.
I shall. What a beautiful statue. Of Shiva, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, that's right.
It's Usha's, I suppose.
Yes.
It's very bold to have it on display in your sitting room.
Usha's faith very important. To both of us.
Quite. But in your position, it's impressive of you to be so overtly inclusive. What do your parishioners think?
We've had a lot of compliments on it.
I'm sure you have. It's lovely.
Thank you. It's not quite Anthony Gormley style, but we like it. Has Joe got over his disappointment at not winning the prize at the fete yet?
Oh, he's OK, I think. The pint I bought him may have helped.
Very likely with Joe.
It's perfectly understandable. Anyhow... I'll get out of your way.
Well, I'll show you out.
Thanks for the coffee.
Our pleasure.
As I say, Jim, call any time.
I will. I always enjoy our discussions.
If more members of the church were as open-minded as you, Alan, it might not be in the mess it's in. In my opinion, of course.
Of course. I'll see you again soon, I hope.
Yes, see you. Bye.
Bye.
Joe, Jim Lloyd here. I was wondering, are you very busy this week? How about a drink sometime?
It's the figures I did for the bank. Oh, you haven't seen them, have you, Bran?
No, sorry.
Dad's seeing the accountant. Ah, got them.
Great.
Well, don't sound so pleased. What are you doing anyway?
It's this reading for the wedding.
Haven't you found one yet?
It's not that easy, Tom. Have you looked at this booklet from the register office?
No.
forever and ever we'll travel life's road. I'll lighten your burden, I'll lessen your load.
Sounds more like a donkey.
Forever and ever, as months turn to years, we'll share plenty of laughter and no doubt some...
Tell me it's not tears.
It's tears.
Oh, that's dreadful.
I know. I mean, OK, maybe that's how some people feel on their wedding day, but there's no way I can read it.
Not with a straight face, anyway. They can't all be like that.
No, but there's still nothing that's right. There's another one all about finding the right one once in a lifetime. That's not true for Dad, is it?
No, of course not. Well, you haven't got to pick one of those, have you? Can't you find one of your own?
I know. I've been looking online.
That's a good idea.
It's still really difficult.
Ah, there must be millions.
I said it was difficult.
Oh, you'll find something.
I'll have to. This wedding is taking over my life. There's Phoebe going on non-stop about her dress and having a day off school. Vicky texting me about what colour corsage I want.
Hey?
Like I care. Oh, I said white for your buttonhole, by the way.
Oh, right.
Better get back to it.
OK, well, look, it'll all be worth it in the end. To give your dad and Vicky a nice day.
Yeah, I know. Oh, who's that?
Oh, it's OK, I'll go. Oh, hi, Adam.
Hello.
Hi. I saw your van, Tom. I thought I'd catch you.
Is it about the venison? You're still bringing it over on Friday?
Yeah, yeah. No change there. Oh. No, it's about the cricket.
Oh, right.
You're looking at the new captain of the team.
You?
Well done.
Oh, thanks. Had a call from Alistair last night.
He stood down?
As captain, yeah. He'll still play, though not this weekend.
What, he's not going to play against Darrington?
Well, don't worry, we're already lining Chris up as wicketkeeper.
But why? What's going on with Alistair?
Well, pressure of work, he said. Well, I don't think his dad pitching up has helped. I think Jim's turning out to be quite time-consuming.
Well, that's parents for you.
Anyway, nets tonight. We'll start half an hour later.
Will that be enough time?
Oh, plenty. We'll work harder, pack more in.
OK.
Well, we're all busy people. We've got a bit too much into the habit of dossing around. Right, better get over to the estate, see how Jeff's getting on. See you, Brenda.
Bye.
See you later, Tom.
Yeah, bye. Oh, not the best timing from Alistair, is it?
Go on. You can see Adam's loving it.
Yeah, just a bit. Anyway, I'll take my stuff and go straight to Nets from Bridge Farm.
Oh, OK. See you after that, then.
Yeah. And good luck with the reading.
£2,445.67.
Brilliant! Is it?
Elizabeth, it's excellent.
Oh, well, good.
In fact, it's a record. You can feel duly proud.
Me? I only came in at the last minute, Linda.
Exactly. And secured us not just the wonderful Mr. Gormley, but a raft of additional publicity.
I'm pleased you're pleased. And how did Robert's photographs of the plinth come out, by the way? I saw him snapping away.
Well, he's done a marvellous job, though I say it myself.
And when are we going to see them?
I thought perhaps we could exhibit them at the Flower and Produce Show. We've got the display boards from last year, haven't we?
Yeah, that's a good idea. So, well, I suppose you can have your life back now the fate's out of the way.
Yes.
And you and Robert can go and see Coriander. Mm-hmm. You were hoping to, weren't you?
Yes, we're going on Saturday.
When's she due again?
October, so she's well into her second trimester now.
How exciting.
Yes, it is. And I think I've come up with a unique gift for the baby.
Oh, yes.
A cot blanket in llama wool.
Oh, well, that'd be really soft, I suppose.
Soft, light and hypoallergenic. No oils or lanolin, you see.
Gosh. And you'd make it yourself?
Well, I've got a lot spun already.
Oh, what a lovely idea. You're going to be a terrific grandma.
Elizabeth, thank you. You're still not sleeping, are you?
It takes one to know one, I suppose. 5 o'clock again this morning.
Oh. Look, next time you're awake so early, you must get in touch.
How can I? I can't ring at that hour and disturb Robert.
Or you, if you happen to be asleep for once.
Elizabeth,
we all live in cyberspace. Drop me an email.
I could, I suppose.
Yes, I often catch up with my correspondents at that time. Try it.
I didn't think before, but, oh, it'd be lovely to have some company.
It's very kind of you, Vicky.
Well, the girls only gave it to me on Friday when I had my little do at work. There's two things I never thought I'd see. My name and bridal pamper session on the same voucher. And a Grey Gables. Oh, go on, Brenda, say you'll come.
Yeah, the thing is...
If there's a beautician free, you can have a manicure or a wax or something. I'll treat you.
I couldn't possibly. I've still got to practice my reading, so...
Oh, well, yes, you want to get that right.
Yeah, I do.
Don't tell me what it is, though, will you?
No, don't worry, I won't.
Weren't there some lovely ones in that brochure, though, from the register office? Oh, there was one. Forever and ever, we'll travel life's road.
I know the one.
Nearly made me cry.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, if that's the hairdresser saying there's a problem.
Are you going in first thing, aren't you?
Yeah, I'd better be. Ah! No, it's all right, it's Jolene. She can leave a message, it'll only be about balloons. You can help me, actually, Brenda. Lons, that's my hairdresser. He's talking about sort of catching my hair up a bit at the side, but I don't know. I'm
honestly
not sure.
Vicky, I don't know, he's the expert.
Yeah, but they say it's never a good idea to try a new style on your wedding day, and there hasn't been time to have a proper tryout. Oh dear. And another thing, because you were so right about the other dress.
Yeah?
I'm so glad now I didn't go for the one with the beaded top.
Are you? Good.
Oh, would have looked like an undefrosted freezer. But now I've got a plainer bodice. Can I get away with a bit of glitter?
Glitter?
Well, glitter powder. Just here, on my cleavage, you know.
Because
you're so good at all this.
Thank you, Mr. Evans. We look forward to seeing you on Saturday. Goodbye. Oh, Vicky, hello.
Oh, hello, Linda. I'm a bit late, I'm afraid.
Are we expecting you?
No. Well, they are at the beauty place, 2:30.
Oh, you're having some treatments, are you, ahead of the big day?
Yeah, I've got a voucher. Half-day bridal pamper.
Oh, how lovely. Do you know the way to the leisure centre? Well, look, don't worry. I'll walk across with you. I've got some menus for the juice.
Oh, thanks. Oh, I hope they won't mind that I'm a bit late.
No, I'm sure they'll cope. It's the bride's prerogative, anyway.
Oh, not this bride, no. I won't be keeping Mike waiting tomorrow, not for one single second.
That's very touching.
I can't wait. I really can't. One tiny bit of me wishes I'd had longer to enjoy it, you know, the lead-up and the planning and everything. But mostly I can't wait to be Mrs. Tucker.
Oh, it has been quite a whirlwind romance.
Oh, no. I can't believe Mike's been out there all this time. If I hadn't gone to that dance class... Oh, I can't even bear to think about it.
After you.
Oh, thanks. Oh, he's such a lovely man. And I get a ready-made family too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, of course, I've been in that position myself.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I have two stepdaughters.
Oh, really?
Mm.
And do you get on with them?
Well, I am about to be a step-grandma, in fact. Coriander's having a baby.
Oh, how lovely.
Yes, it is. But you get on well with Mike's too?
Oh, they've been great. Mm. Roy, Hayley and the girls. And Brenda.
Yes.
Well... There's only the same age difference between me and her as between me and Mike.
Oh, very neat.
So it's like having a daughter who's more like a friend. You see what I mean?
Yes, I think so. Yeah. Well, Vicky, your transformation can begin.
New life, here I come. Honestly, I have to keep pinching myself.
Oh... Well, that was exhausting. When he said make more of the time, I didn't think... Bran? Are you all right?
Brenda, something happened?
No.
Then what?
I can't do it, Tom.
Do what? Is this about the reading?
No, it's not just that.
Have you found one?
Yeah, but I can't do it. I can't do any of it.
Oh, Brenda.
I'm sorry. I hate myself. I should be more grown up about it, but I can't be. I've lost my mum and now I'm losing my dad as well.
You're not losing
him. I am. She's going to take him over like she's trying to take over everything.
Oh, come on. It's just the wedding. She's got to organise that.
I don't think it is. It's how she is.
Oh, Brenda.
I can't like her, Tom. She wants to be all pally with me and I can't do it.
Don't then. You only have to be polite.
My dad loves her and I ought to be happy for him, but I can't even like her.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. All I know is it feels all wrong to me. I can't be there tomorrow and wish them well when I feel in my heart it's not right.
Well, you can't not go. Your dad'd be devastated.
Look, I'll say I've got a migraine or food poisoning or something.
He's not going to believe that.
Why not?
Because Mike knows you'd crawl there, however bad you felt. Like he would for you.
Oh, Tom, what am I going to do?
Oh, look. I know it's all been really sudden. There's a hell of a lot to take on board. And I know you've got your doubts, but you've got to trust Mike's judgment. He knows Vicky better than you do, and if he thinks she's the one for him... You've got to trust he's doing the right thing.
And if he's not?
Then you've got to let him make his own mistakes.
Oh, it's so hard, Tom.
Yeah, I know. What's your worst fear about your dad and Vicky?
That it'll be a disaster.
Okay, if it is, then Mike's going to need you. You can't put a wedge between you by not being at his wedding in the first place, can you?
Suppose not.
There you are, then. You've got to be there tomorrow, precisely because of how you feel.
Oh, Tom.
Oh, come here. It's all right. I'll be there with you. I'll help you get through it.
Thank you.
I will. But you've got to promise me you'll be there.
There. I think that's straight. Yeah. Fine.
Oh, thanks, son. Have you got your buttonhole?
Yeah, it's around O.
Don't forget it, will you? I mean, Vicky'd be...
Dad, calm down.
Sorry.
It's only natural to be nervous.
Yeah. It's not that... I know I'm doing the right thing. I love Vicky.
I know.
But I don't want you to think... I'll never forget you, Mum Roy. I'll always love her too.
Dad.
I will.
Yeah, well, Mum would want you to be happy. If Vicky makes you happy...
Oh, she does. Very.
There you are, then.
She's ready. Oh. Come on, Vicky.
All right, sweetheart.
Oh, Vic.
Oh, you look lovely, Vicky. come on, Phoebes. Let's go and sort ourselves out, then, shall we?
Yeah, let's.
Well, Mike, will I do?
You've taken my breath away. You look beautiful.
So these buttonhole corsage things...
We get them at the register office.
Right, OK. I've got the camera. You've got your reading?
Tom, you've seen me check at least twice.
Oh, sorry. OK. Confetti?
In my bag.
OK, right, well, are you good to go?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Oh, come here. You're doing great. And you're going to be great all day. I'll be right with you.
Thanks.
I still think they're brave.
What? Getting married?
Getting married on St. Swithin's Day.
Well, it was the only slot they could get, wasn't it? Anyway, the weather looks fine for now.
You never know, do you? It can suddenly go dark over Ollerton Way.
Oh, yeah, I know. Oh, look, here's Tom and Brenda. Morning!
Oh, hi, Susan. Hi, Clary.
Hello, Tom. Hello, love.
Hi.
Oh, that's a lovely colour on you, Brenda. I thought that at Abby's christening.
Thanks.
Oh, look, it's just them. Oh, yeah, I can't wait to see her dress. Oh, my word!
She's gone for the full works, then.
Should we go in, Tom? See about those buttonholes?
Yeah.
Neil's in there with Vicky's mum, and Eric, he's got them. Hello, you two. Oh,
Susan, Clary, thanks for coming.
As if we'd miss it. Well, you look amazing, Vicky.
Doesn't she, eh?
Shall I give you a twirl?
Hey, no time for that, madam. We got to go and book in.
Oh, listen to him. You'd think we were married already.
Well, not long now.
Oh, I can't wait.
Nor me.
Well, thank you all for coming on this beautiful day for the marriage of Mike and Vicky. We do ask that you don't take any photographs during the ceremony. There'll be a chance for that later when Mike and Vicky are signing the register.
Ooh, signing his life away.
But first, a reading from Mike's daughter. If you'd like to come up, Brenda.
Good luck.
Thanks. Let me not to the marriage of true minds admit impediment. Love is not love, which alters when it alteration finds, or bends with the remover to remove. Oh no, it is an ever fixed mark.
And now, Vicky, if you take Mike's hand and place in the ring on his finger, repeat after me. I give you this ring.
I give you this ring.
As a symbol of our marriage.
As a symbol of our marriage. He wouldn't have a ring off Mum.
What?
She'd have loved him to have one. To you.
And a sign of my love and commitment to you.
Have you seen Brenda?
Oh, no.
Having made your declarations and exchanged your rings, I can now pronounce you man and wife.
You may kiss the bride.
Oh, yes, please!
How are you doing, Dad?
Oh, great. Never better.
Well, I reckon it's about time, don't you?
Yeah. Let's do it. Then I can have a pint. Where's Vicky? Vicky! Vic! Over here, love.
Yeah.
Speeches.
Right. Excuse me, everyone. If I could just have your attention, please. Thank you. First, the groom is going to say a few words.
Yeah.
If she gives him a chance.
Susan. They do look happy, though, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah,
thanks, Roy. Now, don't worry, it will be a very few, I can tell you. Well, first of all, my wife and I... We want to say a very big thank you to all of you for being here with us today. Most of all, to Vicky's mum and stepdad, Kathleen and Eric, who've come the furthest, all the way from Essex.
So, that's all I got to say, really, except I'm sure that you all agree that Vicky looks absolutely stunning.
Yeah,
and her dress is, well, it's incredible. And they both look, well, just very happy, which is how it should be. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd raise your glasses, I give you the bride and groom. The bride and groom.
Oh, thanks, Roy.
Yes, thanks.
Oh, it's no problem.
Thank God that's over.
You're doing great.
Excuse me. Well, now that the men have had their say.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, there's someone out there for everyone.
Oh, what did I tell you?
Oh, I don't know.
Starting to wonder in my case. And then I met Mike.
Oh, please, I'm going to be ill.
We'll have to stick it out, Bren. But once she's finished, we'll go and get some fresh air.
Honestly, she went on longer than Dad and Roy put together.
Yeah, well...
All that gush!
Look, come on, we're out here to calm down. Deep breaths.
Never mind that, just keep the wine coming.
Brenda! Oh, I've been looking for you.
We're just getting a bit of fresh air. It's good that it's kept fine.
Yes, aren't we lucky? Brenda, thank you so much for your reading.
Oh, that's okay.
I can't say I understood all of it, but...
Very nice. Well, you can always trust Shakespeare to nail it, can't you?
Yes, Shakespeare. Anyway, have you had a chance to say hello to my mum yet?
Oh, not
me. Yeah, we'll be in a minute, won't we, Bren?
Yeah.
Great. I've got to introduce my new stepdaughter, haven't I?
Vicky, Jolene wants a word about the cake and Bert wants a photograph with you and Dad before he goes.
Right, I'm on my way. I'll see you inside, Brenda.
Yeah.
You all right, Bren?
Fine. I'm just going to go to the loo, Tom.
Okay.
She okay?
Oh, Roy, you've got no idea. Yesterday she wasn't coming at all.
What?
I'm knackered. And I haven't dared have a drink all day so I can keep an eye on her.
She wasn't going to come. I know we all think it's a bit quick, but...
No, look, she'll be fine. I shouldn't have said anything.
No, you should.
It's just... Well, the whole wedding thing was really getting to her. But she'll be fine.
Oh. Waterproof mascara, I don't think so. Oh, hello, Clary.
Hello, Brenda, love. I saw you come in.
Yeah?
Well, I left it a bit. Thought you might want a bit of time on your own.
Oh, Clary.
Oh, lovely. There.
No, I mustn't.
Oh, it's okay.
No, I mustn't really.
It's all right. You have a little cry. It must be so hard for you.
No, I don't want Dad to...
No, I know, it's his big day. But me and Susan, we're thinking about your mum too.
Yeah.
Vicky's still changing into a going-away outfit.
Oh, look at my car, blimey.
Oh, there you are, Dad.
There'll be no mistaking us on the motorway. Yeah, where's Brenda? I've hardly seen her all day.
Look, never mind that. We seem to have lost the bride.
Oh, dear. Might be a bit of a problem. Here, you fancy a week in the Isle of Wight, Susan?
Oh, listen to him. You've hardly been married 5 minutes and you're propositioning another woman.
Well, he says Vicky won't be long now.
Oh, right, well, they'll miss the ferry at this rate.
Nah, we've got plenty of time. So where is Brenda? She's not helping Vicky change as well. I mean, how many of them does it take?
I think her and Tom have gone for a little walk.
A walk? Cool. He's taking her to check on his sows.
Sorry. I know I've been a long time.
Oh, Vicky, you've done it again.
What?
Taken my breath away. Will you stop doing that?
Oh, my.
Doesn't she look lovely?
Gorgeous. Hi, everyone. Sorry.
Oh.
You off, Mike?
Well, we might be now. You two have turned up. Where you been?
We just went to stretch our legs.
I don't know. Thought you were going to let us leave without saying goodbye.
Of course not. Thanks
very much.
Come here then, sweetheart.
Have a lovely time, Dad.
We will. Bye, Tom.
See you, Mike.
Yeah.
Brenda, let me say goodbye.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh, and look, I just want to say, I know I can never replace your mum, and I'd never try to.
Ugh. No, thanks, Vicky.
How I see us is more like sisters. Hmm?
Sisters?
Sisters and friends, yeah.
Yeah.
Look, I don't want to be funny, but are you two going or not? Or have Chris and me wasted all this foam and string stuff for nothing?
Yeah, come on, Vic, we ought to be making a move.
Oh, he's so masterful.
Just you wait.
Bye, Grandad.
Look at the sky, Susan. Oh, it's gone very still, hasn't it?
Bye, all.
Yeah. Bye.
Oh, that thunder.
No, it's just Dad's exhaust.
Oh, oh look, they're off. Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Now, it were you now. We better get inside.
Yeah, I'm going in, Tom.
Okay.
Come on, Phoebs. You had a nice day.
Oh,
good.
She's sweet. She was good.
Oh, that's that then.
Yeah. I think it went off all right.
Yeah. They seem very happy.
Yeah, they do. Hey, was that rain?
Yeah, I think so. Let's get in. I'm desperate for a pint.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
It's a tidy little car. The bodywork's in good nick.
Well, you're the expert, Tony.
The sills are sound.
Not just held together with paint.
Oh, I don't think so, Jim. This is a pretty reliable place.
Good.
Right, let's have a look under the bonnet.
It won't mean much to me, I'm afraid. So, you were saying, you and Pat enjoyed the wedding.
Oh, yeah, it was a great day. And the rain held off.
It looked rather ominous towards the end of the afternoon.
Oh, you'll learn about Ambridge's microclimate, Jim. It can be dry with us and pouring in Penny Hassett.
Or vice versa, I dare say.
Yeah, too right.
Still happy as the bride the sun smiles on.
Oh, they certainly looked it. It's only 3 months since they met. Talk about a whirlwind romance.
Mike's a fast worker.
Oh, you can't blame him. Vicky's quite a looker.
Yeah, she certainly is.
Nice figure. And she dresses to make the most of it.
Indeed. She must be a bit younger than Mike.
Yeah, 15 years. Well, they're quite open about it. And there's the exact same difference between her and Brenda, too.
But Mike's daughter?
Yeah, Tom's... our son's fiancée.
Ah, right. And when are Tom and Brenda tying the knot?
Oh, they're in no hurry. I mean, they already live together, so it's not as though it's going to change much.
I see. Well, that's an interesting reversal of the stereotype.
Sorry?
It's the young who are supposed to be impulsive.
Ah, well, Tom's had his moments, believe me. He can be quite a hothead. But Brenda's great. A real steadying influence.
They sound like a good combination. It's when you get two dull boys together, so to speak, that's when the trouble starts.
Yeah, maybe.
So tedious. For those of us around them, anyway.
There.
Oh, for heaven's sake, all right. I'm coming. Jolene.
Wow, you took your time.
Oh, come in, do.
In fact, you might almost say that Cato foresaw the banking crisis.
Really?
Maiores nostris sic abuerunt et ita in legibus posuerunt, furem dupli cum denari funeratorum quadrupli. Quanto peorum civem existimarem funeratorum quam furam, inc licet existimare.
Yeah, right.
Which, loosely translated, means while making money through trade can seem preferable, the risks for money lenders are greater. Whereas, he goes on to say, farmers are sound fellows of good character.
Oh, well, I won't disagree with that. Tell it to my bank manager, though, and Tom's.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Oh, here's another. Jim's been singing our praises, Joe.
Oh, huh?
Yeah. Us farmers are a good deed in a bad world, apparently.
How many have you had, Tony Archer?
Oh, just a half. In fact, I'd better get back.
Are you sure you won't have another?
Oh, no, really. I've got milking to do. You can have my seat, Joe.
Oh, well, try very much.
Thanks for your time, Tony, and your invaluable advice.
My pleasure. Thanks for the drink, Jim. See you.
Bye, see you.
Bye. Right, Joe, I got you a pint of cider. I hope that's acceptable.
Oh, well, much obliged. Sort yourself out a car, did you?
Almost. It's a choice between an MG and a Triumph Herald.
Oh, very nice, too.
I'm going to ponder their respective merits over the weekend.
Well, there's no reason.
You obviously haven't spoken to my son on the subject. He'd have had me buy the first one we saw.
Oh, what's his problem, then?
His problem is that he's become a choleric.
Eh? Oh, I thought young Shearer was the churchy one.
No, no. I was referring to his humour.
Oh.
Though she has a lot to do with it, I suspect. Talking of clerical matters, though, Joe,
huh?
Do you know why Schuler's forsaken St. Stephen's for the cathedral?
Well, I don't know exactly, but I could hazard a guess.
Oh, yes?
Well, when you think what went on, what she said to the newspaper...
About what?
About the vicar, Anusha Gupta, getting married.
So, what... She didn't approve?
A member of the pastoral team, it said. But we all knew it had to be her.
Why? How did you know?
Well, there's no love lost between her and Usha Gupta, is there?
I don't know, isn't there?
Well, after she stole her boyfriend off her.
What?
You mean you don't know about all that business with Richard Locke?
No.
Oh, dear me. Well... It was a while ago now, but she was already going out with your Alistair, and then...
Right, let's get a bit of light in here.
What, Jolene, do you mind?
Why, you're going to crumble to dust? Oh, that's better. Oh, dear, Matt, you haven't spent your time shut away doing housework, have you?
Funnily enough, it's not my top priority right now.
Oh, well, what's happened to your cleaner?
outside sector.
What for?
Because I can't afford one anymore.
And that's all it is. Is it, Matt?
Oh, you don't know how little I'm living on.
You sure you just didn't want anyone seeing you like this?
Well, I certainly didn't want my business being blabbed around the village.
Well, I'm not going to say anything.
Good.
Except to Lillian.
Oh, Lillian.
She loves you, Matt. God help her. She's worried.
Well, she needn't be.
No.
No.
She cares. She wants to know what you're doing locked away in here all day.
Well, nothing. That's the problem. You can see for yourself I'm fine.
Well, you don't look it. Aren't you even going to ask me?
What?
About Lillian. How she is.
She'll be okay.
She's not. She's not at all. She's eating herself up.
She's at home farm.
That's not where she wants to be.
It's the best place. They'll look after her better than I can at the moment.
Well, that's not what Lillian thinks. Anyhow, she wants to look after you.
No, that's not what I... look, that's not how it works between us. You don't understand. Things have got to change before I can even think about...
Change? What thing?
Before I've got anything to...
Matt?
I'm no good to her right now.
So, where's the car?
I haven't got it.
Oh. Well, when are you picking it up?
I don't know yet, Alistair. I've got to decide what I want.
What, like what trim?
What car? I've narrowed it down to two, though.
You mean you haven't bought one yet?
Dad! But I must say, I'm having great fun looking.
It may be fun for you. You're going to need to do another supermarket shop soon, which means Shooter or I are going to have to take you.
Not at all. I have a firm offer from Joe to run me around.
You can't go into Borchester in a pony and trap. What do you think this is, Thomas Hardy?
Well, Alan's always having to go in. Usha commutes to Felpersham. I could get a lift in with her and do my shopping there.
And get back how?
Oh, for goodness sake, Alistair. Why is it you see only problems?
Because that's what you present me with.
Right. I'll solve it for you. Shula can give me a lift to Felpersham on Sunday. She can go to the cathedral. I'll go and do my shopping. Until I get my own wheels, it could be a regular arrangement.
Could it?
Yes. Now she's left St. Stephen's. And no wonder.
Who have you been talking to?
Well, Joe, as it happens. But it seems it's common knowledge. What an extraordinary business.
If you're talking about that silly article in the Echo...
Oh, come along. That was hardly the casus belli, was it?
I'm sorry?
The reason Shula and Usha fell out.
I take it Joe spared you no detail.
All those years of resentment between the two of them. And after Shula pinched her boyfriend, it's hardly surprising.
Look, Dad, I don't doubt Joe has given you a highly coloured version of events.
I don't think so. The facts speak for themselves. The village doctor as well. The whole affair must have held Ambridge in rapture.
It was a long, long time ago, before we were married, and it's all forgotten.
Hardly, as recent evidence shows.
It's forgotten between Shula and me, and that's all that really matters. So if you don't mind, I'd rather not talk about it.
Fine, if that's what you want.
It is. And don't you dare ever bring it up with Shula. Or anyone else at all. Especially not in the family.
All right. I won't say a word.
Good.
It's a pity, though.
Dad!
I always thought it was Kenton who had a bit of spark about him. But now I feel I've sorely misjudged Shula.
What?
This is by far the most interesting thing about her I've heard.
Well, now you've reminded yourself how the dishwasher works and where the cleaning things are, I hope you'll not let the place get into that state again.
No, I'll be snapping on the rubber gloves every day from now on.
Look, I'll come again if you like, Matt.
No, thanks, Jolene, but... No, seriously, thanks for coming today and for tidying around. I appreciate it.
Oh, that's okay. Oh, you want to get all this wine put away?
No.
Well, there's a fair bit here.
Yeah.
I hope you're not proposing to drink your way through it.
You don't have to worry.
It's not the answer, you know.
No, it's all right. I appreciate your concern, but it's not coming in, all right? It's going out.
I'm sorry?
I'm selling it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so no need to start checking the bins for empties, okay?
Okay. Because it's no good drinking on your own, anyhow. If you want a drink, you come down the pool.
What?
Come and have a drink with your friends.
Oh, come on. I can't think there'd be an orderly queue to buy me a pint.
Oh, you'd be surprised.
Yeah, I would.
Well, you might have to have a shave first.
Oh,
I earn yourself a shirt.
Yeah. Thanks, Nanny Perks. Go on. Go on, seriously. Thanks again, Johnny.
I meant it. I'll call again.
You don't have to. I'm fine, as you can see.
Well, I'm not sure you are.
I am. Look, listen, I'm sorting things.
You reckon?
Yes, my way.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I don't need anyone's help.
Oh, bye then, Matt. Oh, is there any message you want me to give Lillian?
No, just tell her to stop worrying. In fact, I want everyone to stop worrying.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Bye then.
Bye, Jolene.
You don't forget what I said about coming for a drink.
I won't.
Okay, bye, Matt.
Bye.
Okay.
Oh, Terry, great to hear from you. Oh, that's fantastic. Brilliant. Yeah. Look, you do understand it's going to be a couple of weeks before I get you the money. Yeah, I know you do. Yeah, cheers, mate. I appreciate it. Nah, that's great news. Made my day.
Coffee, Jolene?
Oh, yes, please, Lillian. I'd love one. A black, please.
How about you, Jenny?
Oh, no, thanks. I'm going to pick up Mum in a bit. Is there any news on the Lies getting another tour?
It's only bad news, I'm afraid.
Oh, no. There you are.
Oh, thanks. No, they've lost their lead guitarist.
Dear, did they fall out?
No, not till he had an approach from some other band. One that might actually go somewhere, as he put it.
Oh, very tactful.
Yeah, exactly. So poor Fallon's pretty fed up, really.
Well, can't they find a replacement? There must be hundreds out there strumming away in their bedrooms. Well,
that doesn't mean they're any good, Jenny.
No, I mean, she's asking around, but it's hard when you've had some of the works. The chemistry's got to be right.
Yeah.
I've tried to buck her up, you know, because even if finding someone else doesn't work, she could always move into the technical side or promotion.
Well,
you know?
Yes, she's brilliant with the Christmas production.
Yeah, but it's not what she wants. Fallon's always wanted to make it big, bless her.
Well, if you can't have ambitions when you're young.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But it doesn't help that there's Sid in the background trying not to say, "I told you so."
Well, I'm really sorry to hear that, Jolene. Still, she's got your example.
Oh,
seem to remember you and Wayne reforming your band quite a few times.
Well, Fallon didn't see us as an example, more a terrible warning.
Oh, come on, you were great, you two.
Oh, one record. A few crummy gigs, I don't think so. No, that won't do for my Fallon.
Well, I hope she sorts something out. Anyway, if you'll excuse
me. Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, Brian's out for lunch, Lillian, and I'll probably stay and have something with Mum and Jack after the hairdressers.
So yeah, Dad, don't worry about me. I'll be fine.
But make sure you have something. Bye then. I'll see you later on.
Bye, Jennifer.
See ya. I thought she'd never go. So come on, how was Matt?
And the hotel's very nice, apparently, making a big fuss of them.
Well, honeymoon suite, I suppose. Did you speak to Vicky?
No, she left Dad outside while she was looking in a shop.
Oh, right.
Then they were going to have a walk on the cliffs and a picnic.
Great.
Yeah. He did sound really happy, Tom.
I'm sure he is.
Yeah. I hope... Maybe it was just the wedding getting to me, all the fuss. And now that's over, we can all just calm down a bit.
That'd be really good, Bren, for everyone.
I know.
Oh, I wish we were on holiday.
Never mind, it's Friday. It's not just newlyweds who can have a good time.
What have you got in mind?
My special stir-fry, bottle of wine.
Oh, food? Is that all?
I haven't started yet.
Hi, Tom. Oh, hello, Brenda.
Oh, hi, Adam.
Could you give me a hand in with these carcasses, Tom? Morris doesn't seem to be around.
No, he's had to nip out for half an hour.
I still haven't done by the end of the day, won't he?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, we're running a bit low. The venison's going really well at the farmer's markets.
Oh, good.
Ah, great. Jeff's on schedule. Hang on a sec. Sorry about that.
Busy time.
Yeah, isn't it always? Now, Tom, about Sunday...
Yeah, I'm all psyched up. After what you put us through on Tuesday, I could do a catch with one hand tied by my back.
Well, I'm glad you're confident. But I thought if we could do another quick hour tonight...
Tonight?
Oh, I'm not sure, Adam.
Oh, come on. This is Darrington we're talking about. You're telling me they would have been putting in a bit extra? A lot extra, if I know them.
Well, maybe, but...
It's Friday.
It's for the greater good, Brenda. The good of Ambridge cricket.
But once he'd let you in...
Well, I more barged in, to tell you the truth, Lillian.
How was he? How did he look?
Well, he wasn't going to win gold at the Men's Style Awards.
Oh, Tiger.
No, he was OK. He could have done with a shave, that's all.
Oh, poor love. I bet he's not eating.
Oh, shouldn't worry about that, from the number of pizza boxes he'd got stacked up.
But eating properly, Jolene, fresh stuff.
Oh, well, no. Well, I didn't see much evidence of five a day.
Was the place a dreadful tip?
No, it was not too bad. For a bloke. You know, once I'd tidied round a bit. He did promise he'd try and keep more on top of it in future.
Oh, Matt. I shouldn't have to. I should never have left. I should be there looking after him.
You left because he could have killed the pair of you. You did the right thing.
Well, I thought it'd bring him to his senses. It hasn't been a spectacular success, has it?
Look... Matt's been going through a bad time, that's for sure. But he did seem to have, I don't know, like a plan or something.
A plan?
Well, nothing specific. All I mean is he said he was sorting things out.
Well, what things? He can't sort Stephen Chalkman out or the SFO. He's just got to wait.
Well, I don't know what he meant. I just took it. He meant, you know, things in the house, like... Like, there was some wine in the hall. He said he was selling it.
Selling some wine?
Yeah, quite a lot of it.
Good wine? Like his Petrus?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't look that close.
Selling it? Who to?
Oh, sorry, I don't know. I just took it that, well, he were getting himself together, not just sitting around feeling sorry for himself.
Yeah.
So that's got to be a good thing, isn't it?
I suppose so. I just don't know what to make of it.
Anyhow, look, I'd better get back. I can't leave Sid on his own again half the day.
Oh, I'm so sorry to him for me. And I'm really grateful, Jolene.
Oh, that's all right. Thanks for the coffee.
No, thank you, darling. Thank you so much for going round.
I did offer to call again, but Matt weren't very keen.
No. You've done your bit. Oh, thank you.
I did ask him if there was a message, or all he wanted me to say was that he was all right and you're not to worry. But don't give up on him, Lillian.
I'm not going to.
I'm sure he still cares. He just doesn't know how to show it at the moment.
No, well, he's always had a bit of trouble with that.
He knows how much you care about him. And that's the main thing.
Doesn't seem to be making much difference.
It will. Give him time.
So what time's Adam decided on for this extra practice?
7:30.
Well, that's a stupid time, right in the middle of the evening.
Sorry. It was what most people preferred.
So are we going to eat before or after?
Well, I prefer after, really, Bran. I'll have a bit of toast or something now.
Which means he won't be starting on this wine.
You can have one.
I better not. I'll be legless by the time you come back. I've got hours to kill.
Why don't you give Helen a ring? Go for a drink with her. Or go round to Roy and Haley's for a bit.
I've already seen them today.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, it's Roy's day off. I went round this afternoon.
Mm. Did you see the wedding video? Any good?
Not you as well.
What?
Phoebe made me sit through it, kept rewinding it to show me her best bits.
Oh.
We're invited round next Wednesday, by the way.
Wednesday?
They're planning a little welcome home party for when Dan and Vicky get back.
That's nice.
It's all come from Phoebes, I think. She wants a banner and everything.
Saying?
Don't ask me. Welcome home, Grandad, I suppose. And what? Grandma Vicky?
Oh, Brenda.
Oh, it's no good, Tom. I've been kidding myself. I don't like the woman. I'm back where I started.
No, you're not. There's a lot that's different.
Not from where I'm standing.
Yes, there is. They're married now. There's nothing you can do to change that, so you've got to accept it and get on with it. Put a brave face on it and all that stuff.
Oh, Tom.
And not just for your dad's sake, either. For yours. For ours.
Come here. Mm-hmm. You're right. I know you're right.
Please, Bren.
I will. I really will try. And I'm going to stop going on about it.
Oh, yes, please.
I'm sorry. I've been a pain.
Oh, no, no. I hadn't noticed.
Like you never are, of course.
Okay.
Like tonight with your stupid cricket.
We can still have a nice evening when I get back.
Yeah.
And you're not the only one who's fed up about it.
No?
No. David reckons Adam's making it all far too much like hard work.
What a surprise.
Nets used to be a bit of a night off. Hit a few balls, have a laugh, go for a pint. But now with Adam...
It's all bish-bash-bosh.
Exactly. An hour of hard graft and away again. Back to work if you're him. Makes the rest of us feel guilty.
Don't you let him. He's lucky to get you to turn out once, let alone twice.
Oh, let's hope it's worth it, eh? It's only for this week anyway.
It'd better be.
Nothing very exciting, I'm afraid, Adam. Just sandwiches and fruit, really.
Sounds perfect.
Oh, and a couple of flapjacks and some of those crisps you like.
I knew it. Thanks, Mum.
Well, I know you. You'll go on and on with nothing. And if you're playing cricket as well this evening...
Only for an hour.
Well, you need something inside you.
Well, I'll be fine now, won't I?
Yes. Don't push yourself too hard, will you, darling?
I'd have thought you'd be pleased I was taking an hour off.
You'll be back again after your cricket, though. Like the other night, working by headlights.
Mum, you know how it is. And if you know me like you say you do, then you'll know this is how I relax.
By taking on a bit more stress.
No, I don't see it as stress.
No, more a challenge.
Maybe. Cricket uses a different part of my brain, doesn't it? And it's a welcome change from the cab of a combine, I can tell you.
Oh, all right, darling, you know best.
Funny that, and I'm only 42. I don't know why you're complaining, anyway. You want us to thrash Darrington, don't you, so I can be at Jack's party in good time?
Yes, I suppose I do.
Well, there you are, then. Gran got to a hair appointment, did she?
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, she looks lovely.
Oh, good. The party will give Lillian something to think about, anyway.
Oh, she's got more than enough to think about. Jolene called round this morning, and I thought it was for a chat about the pub. But she'd been to see Matt.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. She offered, apparently, after Lillian told her how he was so short with Brian.
So, how was he?
Well, very odd. He's selling some wine now.
As well as the pictures?
Mm-hmm, it seems so.
He's got quite a lot of good wine, hasn't he?
Yes. Even some Chateau Petrus. I had a look online, and you know, the right vintage can be thousands of pounds a bottle.
So he's getting together quite a lot of money.
Exactly. And Lillian's really worried.
Well, of course.
But she doesn't even know about the pictures.
No. What the hell is he up to?
The Archers was written by Joanna Toy and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Julie Beckett and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.